Well, another report today says overqualification is costing Australians $4 billion a year. It costs $550 million in unnecessary tuition fees alone. The report is called Right Skills, Right Time. It's been prepared for Skills IQ, which is the government-appointed body that develops skills standards for the services sector. The CEO of Skills IQ is Yasmin King. I asked her earlier about the skills mismatch.
We only focused on our industry sectors that Skills IQ as an organisation writes the standards for, and that's all what we call the people-facing roles. So that's all in all the services and also community services and health and local government, for example. And these jobs are basically represent 50% of the economy. So the stats are quite significant, and we wanted to empirically understand what anecdotally we were hearing, which was from employers that we're not getting people who've got the right skills. And what we found is that there is an enormous amount of overqualification in these sectors. So if I point to sort of the three major ones in retail and in sport and also and in hospitality, as many as up to 50% of the people working in those roles have a qualification that's unnecessary for the job they're actually undertaking.
So how does that happen? I mean, an employer puts an ad out, they list the qualifications for the job. Presumably the employer knows what qualifications they want that are relevant to the job?
Skills IQ view is that what is happening is employers are using things like a bachelor's degree or a university qualification as a filter as to who to employ because they don't understand what you actually get at each qualification level. And so if you use a bachelor's degree as a filter, for example, and say, okay, I'll pick the person who's got the bachelor's degree in tourism, and then you hire them, and then you find that they actually haven't got the skills to be working on the front desk because that isn't the sort of things that they learnt in that degree, they're unhappy as well because they've done things like leadership and, you know, managing people, and here they are now working on a front desk, and the employer's unhappy is because they got somebody who isn't actually has the right skills to do the job.
And what was the scope of this? I mean, how did you do the research?
So we commissioned a respected research company to actually undertake analysis using the ABS stats and also looking at some stats from the US and to actually empirically determine what exactly was the number of people in with qualifications and were they actually utilising them in the jobs, which they were able to do from the stats that they identified.
And one of the figures you've come up with is that across the whole economy, one in four, that is 2.5 million Australian workers, are overqualified for their current roles. So all of those people in scenarios similar to that tourism employee that you just described.
Absolutely.
And what's that worth to the economy?
I mean, the cost of the economy is huge. Just in direct tuition fee costs, we estimate that it's about $555 million in unnecessary tuition fees. But then if you then add on the costs of, you know, income foregone while people have been studying and the loss of productivity in the fact that people weren't working, it can be as much as, you know, $4 billion.
So what are employers looking for in this? I mean, they're part of the problem, aren't they? So what do employers want to happen?
Well, I think there is a information asymmetry, if you like. So employers don't understand enough about the actual system from vocational education to university to actually know what they should be looking for. As I said, they've been using bachelor degrees as a default. So Skills IQ wants to basically start a conversation, and it needs to include not only people like careers advisors and employees, it needs to include employers to basically come back to what we actually need the system to look like, particularly as all of the growth jobs that have been identified are in these people-facing sectors. And that's where we've seen such a high level of skills mismatch. So it's really important for the benefit of the economy, as well as obviously kids working out what they're going to do and employers choosing who they're going to employ, to actually start this conversation on what we're going to do to address this skills mismatch.
Yasmin King, thank you very much for joining the world today.
Thank you.
Yasmin King is the CEO of Skills IQ, which is the body that writes the training standards for Australia's services sector.